This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of entering the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know the Bible promised that the Lord would establish the Church, and we find the record in Acts chapter 2 that the Church actually was established on that day and that men entered it. After that, we find references made to people being members of the Church. We find in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, that the Lord Jesus Christ purchased the church with his own blood. Therefore, the greatest privilege that we can have on this earth is to be a member of the blood-bought body of Christ. Thus far in our study, which has consumed several lessons, we have pointed out that to be members of the church is to be saved by the grace of God. One is not saved by the grace of God first and then later on to join the church. Rather, the very same acts of obedience which bring us into the grace of God, which bring us to salvation by the grace of God, also bring us into Christ and bring us into the church, which is his body. Those are not different things. They're simply different ways of referring to one and the same thing. So we've emphasized that to be in the church is to be saved by the grace of God. But we have pointed out this does not mean that everybody will be saved, or that you will be saved without believing in God and the Lord Jesus Christ, or that you will be saved without obeying the will of Christ, or that you will be saved without the law of Christ. Now let's spend some time in thinking about what it does mean. One thing it means is that God was not obligated to man. That is, the fact that we're saved by the grace of God means that we are saved by the unmerited favor of God. The Lord did not owe us salvation. He did not owe us the sending of his Son to die, nor did Jesus owe us the dying on the cross. Each of us has sinned, as we learn in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and each of us deserves death, everlasting separation from God, as we learn in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Now, each of us deserves hell, and strictly upon the basis of justice, God could send us all there. But because of his love and mercy toward us, he has interceded by the gift of his Son. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save the lost. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. He came to destroy the works of the devil, Hebrews 2:14. Which means that he came to get us out of the death into which we had plunged ourselves by our own sins. So the fact that we're saved by the grace of God means that God was not obligated to save us. But further, in the second place, it means that God loves man. Not only does he love every one of us without regard to what our station is in life, without regard to how wicked we may have been, Christ died for the ungodly. He died that you, no matter how wicked you may have been in the past, might have an opportunity of being saved. And the Bible makes clear to us that God has proved that love by giving us the greatest possible gift, the gift of his only begotten Son, Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Fact is, God loves us in such a way that he demands our love in return. You know, if a man marries a woman, but he does not really love her, he is not perhaps too terribly excited if she is unfaithful to him. But a man who truly loves his wife will be grievously harmed if his wife is unfaithful. God's love for man demands a man's love in return for that love. It demands love in return, and that love is shown by obedience. We find in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we love because he first loved us. You see, the love which a human being has for God is a response to the love which God has for man. Further, when we love God, we will obey him. Jesus taught in John 14 and 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So the fact that we're saved by the grace of God means that God was not obligated to us to save us, but he loves us, and so he offers us the opportunity of being saved. But our time is gone for today, and I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue this very vital study of entering the church purchased by the blood of Christ.